In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'd like, first of all, to wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day. I've tried to keep it short and sweet because everybody wants to wish mothers a happy Mother's Day and make their day a nice day. We'll have a nice short sermon, hopefully. But I have basically just 3 points I want to get across concerning the feast today, the celebration that we have. Because of man's sin, because of our fallen nature, it became impossible for us to reach out to God. And God, knowing this, he came to us. And the last point I wish to make is that we cannot get to Christ through the Son of God become man unless we go through his mother. Now, that's the whole gist of the sermon. The rest of it is just going to be filler. If we begin with the first point, that because of our sins, we can no longer approach God in heaven. If you've ever noticed, the moment that you fall into sin, you feel weaker. You feel lost. You feel separated somehow. There's something missing from you. Your strength, maybe not physical strength, but often even our physical strength abandons us and we come down with an illness. But even if it's not our physical strength, our spiritual strength leaves us. And we feel this nothingness. We feel that nothingness from which we came. We're lost. It's almost as if we cannot even pray. It's not in us to pray. This was the state of mankind as soon as he sinned, as soon as Adam offended God. He could not turn to God and ask for forgiveness. He tried to hide from God. And this is where we are. Every time we sin, we're not able to turn to God and say, please forgive me, but we turn away from him and say, oh, don't look at me, don't see me. Of course, in the scriptures, we read that these sinners on the last day are going to call out for the mountains and the hills to fall upon them, to cover them, as if this somehow would hide them from the eyes of God. And so we find mankind in this miserable state. He has offended his Creator, and he has no way of turning back to him. But God promised a Redeemer. Knowing that we could not come to him, he came to us. He took on our human nature and he came to us and said, come, follow me, I'll show you the way back. I'll help you. Don't worry about it. I'll pay your tab. I got you covered on this one. No matter what you've done, I will pay the price for it. That's exactly what he did as he hung upon the cross. As he suffered and died for us upon the cross, he took our tab. He paid our bill. So we don't have to hide our head in shame anymore and say, what am I going to do? How can I face God when I offended him so much, when I owe him so much? Different parables that our Lord gave us to express exactly this same idea. You know, the servant who is indebted to his master for so many talents. And the master called him to attention. Here, look, here's your bill. This is what you've done. You've been squandering. Now pay up. What can I do? I can't pay up. He says, I'll forgive you everything. Remember that one? And that's where we are. Christ has come. And everybody looked at him and said, what do we do? He said, don't worry about it. I'm taking care of this one for you. All that I ask is that you go show yourself to the priest. Wash yourself. Spiritually cleanse your soul. Don't worry about the bill. I've got it covered. This is the whole reason Christ came. But this is a very interesting but. Well, before I even get to the but, I'm going to tell you that the scriptures tell us very clearly we can't get to the Father except through Christ. There's no other name by which we can be saved. And all the Protestants love to tell us that, and so it's useless for us to pray to the Blessed Mother. It's useless for us to pray to the saints. It's useless, it's a waste of time to pray to the angels, because they can't help us. They can't do anything for us. The only way we can get to the Father is through the Son, is through Christ. Now the but. There was only one way that Christ could come to us, through the Blessed Mother. And so you already can guess what I'm going to suggest. The only way we can get to Christ is through the Blessed Mother. There's a whole hierarchy here. We can't go directly to the Father because we're miserable sinners and our debt is too high. But Christ is willing to pay that debt for us. But if we're going to meet Christ, we got to get to His Blessed Mother. And so we have to be on her good side. And she will open the door for us so that we can meet her Son. And He in turn will open the door so we can meet His Heavenly Father. A beautiful Trinity, isn't it? And I ask, what are we waiting for? All the Protestants who are going to tell us that Mary is nothing, they are liars, they are fools, they're not even very rational. If we consider the doctrine of the Church that Christ is true God and true man, it necessarily follows that Mary is the Mother of God. And for any Catholic who's taken the time to study just a little bit of church history, you know that this is a very hot topic. Who is Christ? Since the very beginning, this is something that has been argued, heatedly argued over. Excommunications have flown back and forth every which way. Who is Christ? What is He? And you have heretics who will say that Christ is God, but He's not really man. He just appeared as man. You know, like a spirit, a ghost. He took on our human flesh. You know, like the angels. You know, the angels appeared to men. They took on human form. Look in the book of Tobias. The young Tobias was led on his journey by an angel who appeared as a man. He never realized he was an angel until the end of the book here. And so these people will say, Christ never really was a man. He just appeared as one. And the Church says, anathema. He is truly a man. And then you have some who will say, well, He's not really God. He was a man and He became a God. Or He was just a holy man or a holy prophet. He was a good man, but He's not God. For a human being is a creature. Christ was a man. He's a creature, not a creator. He was born in time. And the Church again says, anathema. You're wrong. This is damnable what you are saying. Christ is truly a man. He is truly God. He is true God and true man. And if we can accept that doctrine, it becomes very clear to us that Mary is not just the mother of Christ's humanity. Because within Christ, His two natures are united inseparably. Where His divinity is, there is His humanity. Where His humanity is, there is His divinity. From the very moment of the Incarnation. Remember what that means, Timothy? Incarnation. He took on human flesh. Incarnate. He became one with us. At that very moment, God became man. If you'll listen to the words in the scriptures where it speaks of the Annunciation, the angel Gabriel came to Mary. He didn't ask her to be the mother of a man, but the mother of God. And Mary is truly the mother of God. And if we're going to get to her son, we have to go through her. And very often to get to her, we have to take an intermediary because we find that, you know, we're too ashamed to approach Mary, this virgin who's all pure, all holy, immaculate. When we begin looking at our own consciences, we say, how can I? Who am I? With these foul lips of mine, even approach her in prayer. And God's already taken care of that too. He's given us angels. We have the various saints that the church has canonized. All with their examples, all with their intercessionary powers, if you will. And so no matter where we find ourselves, there's an intermediary for us. There's someone to get us one step closer. And it is really a heartbreaking scene to watch children grow up. When they are so beautiful, so innocent, right out of the baptismal font. And God's agenda, the church's agenda, is not that they should fall into sin, but that they should grow in innocence, they should grow in holiness, they should grow in sanctity. Their love for God should be growing as they do. And all too often, 99.99% of the time, we see these children grow up, lose their innocence. And we see a lot of evil people who are eager to destroy their innocence for them. And lead them into sin. And think that this is somehow maturing. That for them to grow up, they have to know sin. They have to lose their innocence to mature. I tell you, this is the heartbreak of every parent who truly loves their child. To see this child destroying itself. And really, what is a parent to do? What is a mother to do? But wring her hands, to pray, to ask God's grace, to turn to the Blessed Mother. Dear Mother, this is your child. We are all your child by baptism. We were all incorporated into this mystical body of Christ. Here is this child of yours. Help him. Help her. Lead this child of yours back to innocence. Back to you where he or she belongs. And I mentioned that the Blessed Mother is tied hand in hand with Christ. The Catholic Church has always taught this. And there's an cute little story about a young boy who went to visit one of his friends at school, went to the Anglican church, the Anglican school. And he went there, he was a Catholic boy, went to the Anglican school with his friend to spend the day and to visit. Thought it'd be interesting to see what it was like. And there the teacher called upon each of the students, and of course the new boy, the little Catholic boy, was there, so he had to call on the Catholic boy and see if he knows the Lord's Prayer. So the little boy stands up and he recites the Lord's Prayer, and as soon as he's finished, he begins the Hail Mary. And the teacher says, no, we don't let her in here. We don't have any of that here. Instead of that, say the Apostles' Creed. So the little boy begins the Apostles' Creed and gets to the point. He was conceived of the Holy Ghost, born of the... Here she is again. What do you want me to do now? She's everywhere we turn. She's integral to the entire faith. There's no way of escaping her unless we deny Christ Himself, unless we deny God Himself. And of course, that obviously is what the world wants us to do, to deny God. And it begins by denying the saints, denying the angels, denying Christ, and then deny God. And if you think I'm joking, just look at what they label in these religious studies that they have. They're all fables. You have Bible myths, and you have, you know, the Talmud myths, and you've got, you know, the Quran myths. It's all mythology. Just because these people believe it doesn't make it right. That's their myth. And religion is nothing but a myth. And of course, God is nothing but a myth. It's what people in power use to control the rest of us. And that's what our society would have us believe. And if you've been around just a few years, you can see the progression, how it has all occurred. The agnostics first begin by denying angels, denying the saints, deny the Blessed Mother, deny Christ, deny God. And what are you left with? A demonic world. It's not a place where nothing exists. There are no vacuums. Nature abhors a vacuum. If we drive God out, if we drive ourselves away, that vacuum will be filled with evil. When goodness is driven out, evil enters in. And that is what we must constantly be on our guard against. And so we must come and remind ourselves over and over again who we are, what we believe in. But most importantly, we must come to the Blessed Mother in prayer. We must come seeking her help. I know you've been encouraged so many times to pray the rosary. I can tell you that if you really want to preserve your children, the only way is with the Blessed Mother's help. To bring those children to your shrine of the Blessed Mother right there in your own home. I was just reading this morning a letter of Pope Pius XII. I forget to who he wrote it to, but it was a personal letter of the Pope to someone. And in this letter, he is encouraging people to establish within their own homes, every family should have in their own home, a shrine to the Blessed Mother, where they should pick the flowers from their own fields and gardens to offer to the Blessed Mother. And they should bring their children there, in their innocence, to offer their prayers to the Blessed Mother. And they should inculcate this devotion, this habit, so that we feel disconcerted those days when we cannot appear before our shrine to the Blessed Mother, when there's something missing from our day, when we haven't called out upon her, when we haven't talked to our mother. Just as today, every one of your mothers is going to be greatly offended if you don't wish her a happy Mother's Day. If you don't at least call her and say, I'm thinking of you. She's going to feel slighted, isn't she? The same is true with the Blessed Mother. You don't want to offend her, because if you cut yourself off from her, you've been disinherited by God, because Christ and her are one. He is flesh of her flesh, bone of her bone. She is truly the mother of God. And if you do not love her, if you do not